You're listening to Full Guard Fight Radio.
Saturday night, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7:30 Pacific Standard Time, none other than Full Guard Fight Radio. Man, it has been a long, long time since we've been back on these airwaves. Carl, my friend, I understand that you've had a rough couple weeks or a couple days. How are you, man?
Not bad right now. Relaxing in my chair, resting my swollen back. Feeling good. Other than that,
well, I'm sorry not feeling well. I'm sorry not feeling up to the awesomeness that is Carl the Madman Mortensen, the creator, CEO, president of MMA Madhouse, MMAMadhouse.com, shop MMA Madhouse, right? Shop MMAMadhouse.com.
Well, MMAMadhouse.com/store.
Slash store. I'm sorry.
Just go to MMAMadhouse.com and click on store. That's it.
I'm sorry you're not feeling up to par. But Carl, we got a big night ahead of us tonight, my man. I know you're not really down to bump gums with me tonight, but we got V3 fights tonight, man. We have president, some fighters. They have a huge event next weekend. 2 weeks, right? Is it next week or 2 weeks? The 23rd.
Next weekend. Isn't that next weekend?
I don't know. Let's find out from some of the guys that know V3. But tonight, V3 fight, there's a bunch of stuff going on in the MMA world. I mean, you know, us here at Full Guard Fight Radio, we've been away for a while, Carl. Mostly my fault. I can't even put the blame on anybody else. I mean, I've had a lot of stuff going on. Many of you know, I have a different job that takes me all over the place and, you know, makes me work crazy hours. However, I could not wait to get back to them, chomping at the bit. V3 fights, I love it. I know we have owner, president, I guess it is, Nick Harmeyer tonight. Jamie Milanowski, I hope I pronounced the name right. Dakari Sanders, I hope I pronounced it. I'm the worst. Carl, I'm the worst with names. I don't even know why we bother with names with me. I'm the absolute worst. But I definitely know we have Nick Harmeyer on tonight, president, CEO of V3 Fight. So before we get into too much, since we've been on the air, it's been, I want to say almost a month, maybe a month and a week, Carl. It's been a while.
Has it been that long?
I think it's been a while, man. We meaning you and Skippy, have launched a new MMAMadhouse.com and a store, through MMAMadhouse.com. And I just want to give a little plug. I know we got some people that are paying bills and wanting some plugs for us, and we're going to get there too. But I just want to call attention to MMAMadhouse.com. It is an incredible, incredible website. And I know Jax Media did it. I know he did it. I'm in a loss for words, Carl, and that doesn't happen often, but Jax Media, this guy, I look at the site, I look at the store, and the professionalism, the contacts, the store, the, I mean, just everything, the usability, right? Just incredible, top of the line, professional, just incredible stuff. So I just want to give a second and just say big ups to Jax Media for creating just one of the most incredible sites I've ever seen. This guy does just impeccable work. MMAMadhouse.com. Go ahead and check it out. Carl, anything you want to plug for Jax Media?
Yeah, let's do this.
Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.
And when he talks about professionalism and, you know, the whole shebang, I mean, it's just incredible stuff. So couldn't be more true when he talks about bringing, you know, the professional, the look for a website. Carl, I feel like this is the first show we've ever done. And I know you're going to call Nick Harline, owner, president, I believe, of V3 Fights. So, but I feel like this is the first show I've ever done. I'm nervous. I'm giddy. I'm excited to be back. I can't believe we're back. And I know there's a big fight on it. I know, you know, if you're a zombie and I know we had many of you that are. I know there's a big UFC event on tonight. Dan Henderson, Vitor Belfort. Really kind of looking forward to seeing the fight. Got the DVR on. Just want to watch it. I watched a fight a couple weeks ago with the guys at MMA. It was just incredible on Go Fight Live. But I think, hang on, let me just check here. I think we have Nick Harmeyer standing by. Nick, are you there, my friend?
Yeah, I'm here.
Nick, how are you? Nick Harmeyer,
good,
the president. I'm good. Nick Harmeyer, the president of V3 Fights. Big show coming up. Nick, is it next?
It's November 23rd, so 2 weeks out.
Oh. Nick, are you there?
Yeah. You hear me?
All right. Yeah, I can hear you, Nick. I apologize. I think we had a little technical difficulty.
I think the technical difficulty was me pushing the wrong button.
right. I'm glad I'm not the only one that's a little bit nervous coming back here on the air after a long day off. We can't be doing this, Carl. We got to get back in here. We're professionals, you know.
That was pretty bad.
Nick, are you there, my friend?
Yes, I'm here.
Nick, I appreciate it. We kind of have our signals crossed a little bit. Nick Harmeyer, the president of V3 Fights, is next weekend or the 23rd your event? Is it? What day is your next event?
The 23rd, so we're 2 weeks out.
Okay. So we're 2 weeks out from a major, major event. Poster, you have women headlining the fight poster almost, I would imagine. I mean, when you look at the fight poster, it's almost, they stand out at you, you know. Is that something that you're looking to move towards, is pushing women's MMA a little bit more?
I mean, it just depends if the fight's there. You know, the reason this fight's headlining is just because both of them are incredible fighters. Both of them have ran through pretty much everyone we've put in front of them. And we're just lucky that, you know, they're able to fight one another. So it's a no-brainer for us as a promotion, just because it's going to be an extremely exciting fight. And, you know, with doing MMA fights, you know, you always want to leave on the last note being the best fight on the card. And that fight is going to be an incredible fight.
Absolutely. And to be honest with you, it doesn't hurt that both ladies are very attractive. I'm not trying to be unprofessional with it. When I say that,
yeah.
It seems to be that, you know, we get inundated, I guess, with a lot of, you know, sex sells and, you know, women in the scantily clad outfits. But, I mean, these ladies are true athletes. And, I mean, we have Jamie Milanowski coming on in a little bit. But, Amberlynn Orr, she's no slouch either. This is going to be a great fight, and they're both beautiful women. It's just incredible to me that we've come to this place in society, I guess, where beautiful women can not only be, you know, I don't want to say sex symbols, but they can also be great athletes and punching each other in the face for, you know, in enjoying doing so.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, like you said, it is a big deal, too, that, I mean, that's such a big deal, but it's nice that both of them are, you know, good-looking girls, and, you know, both of them are really, really dominant in their weight class, so.
Absolutely. I mean, it's got to ring. I mean, you got to sit back and kind of say, you know, this is going to kind of sell to a bunch of a different demographic. So I have a few questions outside of the next event. I just was kind of wondering, I know the next event is going to be on GFL.tv, and I just kind of want to touch base a little bit on how you see. How many events have you had on GFL.tv?
We've only put one event on GFL. We've always used Ustream. We just used GFL the last event.
The last event, okay. And I have watched many, many events on GFL. I know Carl, I know a lot of the members of MMA Madhouse have watched, you know, numerous events there. How did you, you know, this is only event number two. Give me your feeling a little bit on, you know, GFL.
I mean, I don't know. You know, we've, like I said, we've always used Ustream. I felt like GFL works well and everything, but I don't feel like it really helped our numbers as much as I was thinking it was going to, going to something that was straight MMA, live broadcast.
Okay.
But it's nice to put these fights out and let everyone look at them and see what's going on with them.
That's actually, Nick, that's one of the questions. That's kind of where I wanted to go. When you put out an event and you put it on, you know, iPay-per-view, what kind of numbers are you looking for to satisfy as a businessman? I mean, this is a business. I mean, let's take care of yourself. This may not be, you know, strictly your only business, and we'll get into that in a little bit, but what kind of numbers are you interested in as far as, you know, the pay-per-view numbers, I guess, when we hear that for the, you know, the big companies, what kind of numbers are you looking for to kind of satisfy your need?
I mean, you know, anything's better than one, so.
For sure.
There's no number I'm dissatisfied with. But I definitely like to see it improve, you know, after every event.
Sure.
So with that being said, you know, we've used Ustream. It's gradually gotten better and better. And then we went to GFL, and it was pretty low. And I was like, well, shit, you know, what do we do? How did it get so bad on this go-round? So I don't know, you know. Again, the big thing to us is to be able to grow. We don't expect to be able to grow all these huge numbers because we're not spending huge numbers on marketing it either, you know. So it is what it is that we get. You know, hopefully one day we'll be able to move to more of a mainstream TV. And, you know, I still think the Internet's such a big part of it, and especially in today's time. I love the fact that we throw all of our stuff on YouTube and people can check our fights out afterwards on YouTube and see everything that we're about.
Yeah, absolutely. Nick, are you do you matchmake here as well, or do you have somebody that does a lot of that stuff for you?
Yeah, we have a matchmaker. It's Chan Wason.
Okay. Do you kind of sign off on the on the fights, or do you put your entire trust in everything into your matchmaker?
Yeah, he's got my 100% trust. So, there's a few off questions here and there, but I mean, he always wins the arguments on it. I mean, he knows what he's doing, you know. And it goes with everybody on our team. Everyone kind of has their own department, and they run it. And they treat it like their own, and you know, they're the head of it. And if they mess up, we'll get, you know, played with for a little bit. But for the most part, you know, we always kind of grow from our mistakes and keep moving forward.
Working in a professional field, I mean, that's huge. Being able to have the support of the owner or president or whatever. Is there ever a time that he makes a match and you're just like, either what in the hell are you thinking? Why would you make that? Or holy crap, I didn't even think of that. It's the most incredible fight you've ever made.
Well, you know, I mean, I felt that way with this Eric Anders fight, Eric Anders and Takeri Sanders. When I heard he had put that together, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be a battle. I mean, both these guys are ready to be pro fighters. And having them battling out against one another, I mean, this has a main event written all over it, too. It's just like, it amazes me that, you know, just look at the fight cards. Chan does these fight cards, and, you know, the first one or two fights could be, you know, a co-main event or a main event on many other cards. And, man, he just does a great job of matching these things up. But this Eric Anders and Takeri Sanders is going to be an incredible fight. And I think whoever wins that fight is actually going to go pretty deep into the ranks of MMA.
Now, let me ask you, you said something that was very interesting to me. Both of these guys are going to be great pro fighters. Do you ever have conversations with these guys and say, I know they may have management, I know they may have teams and people that, you know, caretakers per se, but do you ever pull them aside and say, hey, you know, you need to start thinking about moving pro, or do you kind of want to, I mean, you clearly want to have the best fights on your fight cards, so is it ever, and I'm not saying you're sabotaging anything, so please don't take it that way, but is it ever like a, hey, maybe you should do a couple more amateur fights, or listen, you know, give them a pat on the back and say, you know, now's the time to move on. Do you ever have those conversations, or do you just kind of let their teams come, you know, approach that stuff in its own way?
We really just let them kind of run that stuff themselves. You know, of course, we talk about it within our own team whenever someone goes pro or someone doesn't go pro, and we're like, all right, this guy should be going pro by now. Or we'll be saying, you know, this guy definitely should probably stick around and fight, you know, a handful of more fights before he turns pro. And we've talked about that a number of times just within our own organization. Again, it's not really, you know, it's not really my place to go to a fighter and say, you know, when he's talked with his coaches and his team and saying he's going pro, then we need to jump in there and say, hey, you shouldn't be going pro yet, because, again, it would look biased of, hey, I need you to fight for me a couple more times, even though, you know, deep down, I just want to see all these guys succeed. And, you know, as much as I'd like to get in there and say it, we keep that line drawn in between there, because it is a decision on the fighter and his coaches.
Sure. Now, let me ask you kind of the same question in reverse. Is there ever a time somebody comes to you and says, you know, I just get this mental picture being like, this kid just like 0-15, like in the locker room, be like, I'm ready, coach. I'm ready to go pro. Do you ever sit back and look and be like, my man, you are not ready to go pro, and you just kind of have to bite your tongue? And, you know, you said it a little bit ago when I was talking about matchmaking, you know, we make mistakes and we learn from those mistakes. You just kind of let them be like, you know, I guess, do you ever just look at somebody and be like, you are not ready to go pro, even if they're 3-2 or 4-1 or 5-0, you know, do you ever just look at them and be like, man, I'm not sure if you're ready. Is that something that you just want to reach out? Because you got to have this kind of like love for your fighters, and you don't want to see them not succeed, but you don't want to see them damage their careers either. So you ever just want to pull them in and say, oh man, let's just step back and take a look at this?
Yeah. I mean, I've definitely wanted to pull someone off to the side and say, you know, don't go pro yet. Let us put some, you know, good, strong opponents in front of you that, you know, for instance, wrestling is not a strong point, you know, in Tennessee. You know, if you're a state-changing wrestler from Tennessee, usually if you went out, you know, out west or to the Midwest, you know, you're just an average wrestler. So, you know, when a lot of these guys that get into MMA and stuff, you know, they've been tested with a lot of good stand-up fighters or Muay Thai fighters and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's just so many obstacles. You just kind of sometimes want to be like, hey, you know, let's test you a little bit more before you decide to go pro, and let's find out some of your weaknesses so you can work on those now as an amateur before it counts. Because as soon as you turn pro and you get a loss, there's no fixing that.
Nick, for the listeners who are just joining us, is V3 fights, is it strictly amateur fights?
Yes, but we actually are about to throw a pro fight. We're going to throw our first pro fight. And, you know, the reason we've waited a while before we've done a pro fight is we just wanted to take our time in the industry, you know, as far as building up some good, strong young pros. And, you know, we've done it with these amateurs, and we've built a strong pool of fighters in this area. And now I think that, you know, we're starting to build those numbers up to where we have enough to pull from and enough to actually put on successful pro cards.
Is this November 23rd show, is this the first time we're going to see professional fights in the V3 cage?
No. We won't do it. We're looking in the beginning of 2014 for our first pro show.
Okay.
And it'll be all pros. I mean, it won't be a pro-am. It won't be, you know, 10 pros and 10 amateur fights. It'll just be straight 10 pro fights on a card.
Okay, so you're not even going to mix up pro and amateur fights. It's just going to be, we're doing a pro show. Are you going to continue doing amateur shows, or are you just like...
Yeah, we'll definitely keep the amateur series rock and rolling. I mean, it's a no-brainer for us, because that's where we can really build our pool.
All right, now let me ask you a question here. You have an incredible pool of amateur fighters. I've watched a bunch of your fights on YouTube, you said it. I watched your last GFL fight. You have some great fighters, some exciting, explosive fighters. As you're moving towards professional fights, do you want to see them transition from your amateur ranks into your pro ranks, or do you want to? I mean, I'm trying to be political when I say this. I know you don't want to shove them off into, you know, into Never Never Land, but do you want to, like, kind of groom them and walk them towards, you know, better pastures? I'm not saying
that'd be ideal. It'd be great if we could have a guy that's an amateur fighter, and we're able to build his name up, and, you know, he turns into be a really strong fighter, and then he turns pro with us, and now he can fight on our pro card, and we've already invested this time and money into, you know, building his name and his brand, or her name and her brand, and you know, we're able to use that for our promotions on the pro side also. So, I mean, it's a win-win for us. You know, we don't plan on keeping these guys. We don't plan on being the next UFC or anything like that. We want to be, you know, the minor league for mixed martial arts.
Okay, that's kind of where I was asking. Like, I didn't want to come out right now and say that. But so you're okay with them if they want to make the move to a different organization? There's no hard feelings from your organization. It's like, listen, we have done everything we can, you know, spread your wings and fly kind of deal. We appreciate the service you've given us. You have our backing to kind of move on. There's going to be no hard feelings that they're not moving into your professional fights. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
You know, again, we don't want them jumping to another professional fight that's not on the same level as us as far as on the lower level. You know, if they're going to jump to another organization, we want it to be a step up,
Absolutely.
A step back.
Absolutely, Nick, and I'm not even saying anything about that. You guys have a great organization. You guys, I've watched a bunch of your fights. I mean, let's talk about the 23rd show. I mean, you have, like we talked about a little bit ago, you have a great women's fight. You have some great men's fights, but I'm really kind of interested in this women's fight. How does this come to be? I mean, I know you said a little bit ago that they're great fighters in their weight class, but how is this really the best fight on the card?
the Amberlynn and Jimmy Milanowski?
Yep, absolutely.
Man, that's going to be the most exciting fight of the card. I think, without a doubt, it will be the most anticipated and most exciting fight on the card. Is it the best fight? There's a lot of really good fights on this card. I can't pick just one and say this is going to be the best fight, but I'll say that with them two headlining this show, the anticipation leading up to the show has been incredible. We've gotten messages and calls and, you know, people have really, really responded well to both of them fighting for the main event on this card, November 23rd.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm actually, you know, you said a little bit ago, the Anders Sanders fight. Is that title for title, or is that just for the middleweight championship?
Just for the middleweight.
Okay. Go ahead, Nick.
He's actually, Anders has dropped down to 185, so. That's where Anders expects to fight whenever he turns pro. So, you know, I think this is a test for both of them. You know, this is their last test of saying, all right, if I can get past this opponent, then I'm ready to go pro. And without a doubt, whoever wins this fight should be going pro their next fight.
And what if the loser, if they came to you and said, you know, Nick, I think I want to turn pro, is that something that you would kind of talk them out of? I mean, because this is going to be a great fight. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. This is going to be a very explosive, action-packed fight. If the loser says, you know what, I think I'm ready to go, is it something that you're going to be like, let's do one more amateur or two more, or let's talk to your camp, or do they have your blessing? Because I got to believe that both of these guys are going to be, they're going to be great pros.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's not my place to say whether they should go pro or not.
I'm not trying to play this part, Nick. I'm sorry.
No, it's good. But what I would, it just depends how they fight. If one of them just gets ran over and they say, hey, I'm going pro, I'm like, well, you know, good luck to you. You obviously got annihilated. But if he puts on a great show and, it goes to decision and, it's a tough fight, then, without a doubt. I mean, I think without a doubt, either one of those guys can go pro right now before this fight. But I think what this fight's going to prove is how good they are and how they'll respond fighting in a professional atmosphere.
Fair enough. Outside of the ladies, outside of the Anders Sanders fight, and outside of the other championship fight you have on the Sanderson Snow fight, right? Is that still the fight?
Yeah, you're talking about. And I'll tell you what, this Sanderson kid, I don't know if you've watched his fights, but he has...
I haven't seen him fight yet.
Man, he is a really, really good fighter. He's been underdog. Well, I say he's underdog. It's just, he's been underdog the last two fights. So when he first fought for the title, and then his last fight, a lot of people were kind of picking Matt Robinson to beat him. And he just ran through him. He's... an extremely tough guy. It really amazes me how talented he is.
Nick, let me ask you a question. Does your talent pool, do they come to you? Do you have a feeder stream? Do you have somebody that says, like a scout or somebody that says, hey, my man, check this guy out? Or is it the door is always open with the V3 flight? How do you get your talent? Because you've got a great roster. I mean, you really do. As far as an amateur roster, you have some incredible fighters. And I'm not just saying that because you're online and I'm trying to blow smoke up your ass. I'm really just saying it because you got some great fighters. Where do you find these guys? And gals?
Well, a lot of this is with our product. A lot of these guys and girls want to come fight for us because they know, they know if they want to be serious about making a career out of this, that they have to start somewhere, of course. And, to be successful in this business, you have to fight the best people. You have to be on a platform to where you're being promoted and, your name's getting out there and where you can start grabbing fans. And we have that. We have the best fighters fighting with us. We have, we have an unbelievable crowd. We have unbelievable fans. So, you know, a lot of these guys will come and fight for us, and, you know, they're walking around on the day they – and this is, you know, get this. This is like amateur fighters, you know, and they're walking around at, you know, Walmart or at the mall, and people are asking for their autographs. So, you know, it's a I think we do a really good job on promoting fighters. And, you know, that's where I think it helps us draw this talent, is because if you're not a good fighter, you're not going to want to fight for us, because you're going to get your ass whipped in front of a lot of people.
Yeah, for
sure.
And
you fighter,
you know what, Nick, I'm getting told from the back that I need to wrap up here soon, but I just kind of want to touch base real quick about, you know, how do you become this mega, I mean, this superpower of MMA fighters? You know, you're talking about walking around Walmart asking for autographs. That's incredible, because these guys and gals are, in the whole grand scheme of MMA, nobodies. You know what I'm not taking anything away from them, because they're incredible fighters. But, I mean, the whole grand scheme of things, let's not kid ourselves. Tonight we have a major fight on, and I'm really excited about your November 23rd fight. I really am. How do you rally around and build this company around virtual nobodies? And please don't take offense to that, because I'm not calling them nobodies.
It's true, though. Yeah, I mean, it makes total sense what you're saying. I mean, and, you know, the key to that is just by putting on an entertaining event. You know, it's matching these fights up right. It's not making our, you know, when you've seen so many organizations fail, what they've always done is they've tried to build an organization around a fighter, and then that fighter falls apart, and then their organization falls apart. So we've seen that. And so what we do is we build our organization around, you know, our event. And that event, you know, consists of so many things. It consists of, you know, the people that are there. It consists of the production. It consists of the fights. It consists of, you know, the atmosphere. You know, so much stuff is drawn into that. And I think that's really kind of our key to success. And that's what makes our brand so strong, is by just having that higher standard of an event. You know, we like to think, we try to model ourselves off of like a professional sporting event, whether it's basketball, you know, football or anything. We want to have that same atmosphere when you're at our fights.
Sure. You know what, Nick, I don't know you from Adam. I don't know, you know, what you do, but when you lay your head down at night on your pillow to go to sleep, are you the most proud of where you've come from in the V3 fights, and be like, you know what, we have a great product. We have a product that people want to come and see. We have a product that people are proud to be a part of. Is that outside? Like I said, I don't know you from Adam. I don't know your family man. I mean, no, we've talked in the past. I respect that, and I know a little bit of your story. I'm not trying to say I don't know anything about it, but I'm just saying, is that something you're very proud of, that, like, you lay your head down and you're like, you know, I did something that I've set my goals, and, you know, is that something you're very proud of?
I mean, it's definitely something I'm proud of, but, you know, it's something that, you know, we're still nowhere we want to be. So, you know, it's great to be where we're at right now, but so I wouldn't really say proud, but, you know, just because I want a lot more, I still want us to succeed a lot more in this industry and to build further and further into it. But when I look and I think about after a fight, and you think about everything, how everything came together and how the team just draws together so well, and, you know, we kind of fight through any kind of little difficulty, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's a great win. You know, that's probably what is my proudest moment. It's, you know, we're 5 minutes for the championship fight. You're looking around and you see a packed house. You see all of our staff, you know, smiling from ear to ear. So that's what I'm proud of.
I gotta say wow, because you just said we're not trying to be a major, you know, industry, a major corporation, a major promotion, but then you're saying, I'm not satisfied, I want to do more. So, I mean, you're not contradicting yourself, because you're saying the exact same thing, but you're, I mean, you've kind of set a ceiling when you're saying I don't want to be the next UFC, but you've also, I mean, you're also saying, listen, we're going to just keep shoving stuff up to that ceiling. We're not done. We're not comfortable.
Always supporting local MMA. You're listening to MMAMadhouse.com live.
We're going to keep. I think we're going to commercial. Nick, I'm sorry if you can hear me.
It's all good.
Nick, bear with me. I got a question. I'm going to ask you this. Hang on 1 second, okay? Nick, are you there? I'm sorry. Apparently, we're having some technical difficulties tonight. Are you still there?
Oh, yes, good. I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I apologize to you. I want to just know because, I I'm really, I don't know if I'm concerned about this. Not concerned. I'm really, like, stoked about this. But you said, listen, we're not going to be the next UFC. We're going to be the best amateur and best professional fight promotion that we can be. But we set a ceiling because we're not going to be the next UFC. But we know that, and we're just going to keep firing product up to that, and we're just going to keep doing it. Is that kind of the way you're working? Because I'm stoked about that. Like, that just got me fired up, and I am pumped for you guys that you are going to just keep filling the fight cards, and you're going to keep selling tickets and packing arenas with some of the best product. But you know, you can see within yourselves that you don't want to be this huge product on. You're gonna give the people of where are you guys located, Nick? I'm sorry, I'm just rambling. Where are you guys located?
No, it's all good. We're located in Memphis, Tennessee.
You're gonna just give the people of Memphis, Tennessee, and the surrounding areas some of the best MMA, local, amateur, professional, first rung professional, some of the best fights in the world. And I'm pissed off that I'm down here in Cape Coral, Florida, and I can't be up there in Tennessee to watch that. Are you excited about it? Because I am. I'm sorry. I'm fired up about that.
Well, you know, when I say we don't want to be the next UFC, it's, don't get me wrong, I'd love to be as big as the UFC, but we're not
looking to be.
You know, when we do our professional fights, we're not going to have title fights. I mean, you know, I think in the professional arena, you know, for instance, in football, you have Super Bowls whenever you get above collegiate level. Yeah, you couldn't. I think that's kind of what hurt boxing. There's just too many championships and too many titles and all this other stuff. You know, too many belt holders and different in the same weight division. So, you know, we're not trying to say, you know, if you're the best fighter in our organization, you're the best in the world. But what we're saying is, if you're the best fighter in our organization, you're ready to go to that next level of the UFC and compete against the other best fighters in the world.
No, absolutely. It makes sense. I like when you said that, and then I was like, okay. And then when you said, like, I'm not happy that you said, you know, I want to do more, I was thinking, holy shit, this guy is like, but he knows that he, you know, he doesn't want to, like, you don't want to, I understand what you're saying, and I'm going to say it wrong, so I'm not going to try to justify it, but I was fired up for you because I was like, my man knows what he's not trying to, like, live outside his means. He is going to just shove incredible MMA to these fans in Tennessee, and it's just going to be a great time. So, Nick, listen, I could talk to you all night, brother, but we got other people from Z3 Fights tonight. I know we have Jamie Milanowski. She's coming on next. I think we lost her. I think we've had some technical difficulties, so I apologize to you, Nick. Can we get you back on soon after your November 23rd fight, so we can talk about it, how it went, coming up into the pro fights, after the pro fights. I'm just stoked, man. I'm fired up for the V3 fights now.
Yeah, man, just let me know. We can do it again whenever you're ready.
I know Carl, Skippy, all the guys at MMA Madhouse. I know we got it on MMAMadhouse.com. I know we have it on one of our sliders there. We're going to push the hell out of it, man, because we love V3 fights. We love local MMA. That's what we do. You know, that's how we break bread over here, man. And you guys are one of the organizations that we you know, we've kind of like jumped on your back. So if we're getting heavy, man, I'm sorry, but you got to have some broad shoulders because we're on, man. We're on for the ride. So we're looking forward to it, brother. So
bring it on.
We're going to be pushing the hell out of this on MMAMadhouse.com. It's on our sliders. You know, send everybody there, man, because we're going to send everybody to you. So the following week, November 23rd, on iPay-Per-View on GFL.TV. Let's push this stuff. Let's get this big, man, because this is good stuff. Nick, do you have anybody you want to thank? Tell anybody where they can find you guys. You got the floor, brother. It's yours.
Yeah, man, just check us out at v3fights.com. Go to our YouTube page. Check out the fights, youtube.com/v3fights. You know, just find us and, you know, spread the word.
Are you guys on Twitter or Facebook, anything like that?
Yeah, Twitter, Facebook. I mean, you just add v3fights is our handle, our name on both of those.
Beautiful. Nick, thanks for joining us tonight, man. I'm looking forward to talking to a couple of your fighters here. I know we're running a little long here, but I talked to you all night, brother. We got Jamie Monacci, and please pronounce his name for me, Dakari, right, his first name?
Dakari Sanders.
Dakari, okay. I apologize, and I will not mispronounce it when I talk to him, so I will do that.
He is
and,
a beast, man. Dakari is unbelievably talented fighter. Just raw. Huh. He's a raw just fighter.
All right, I'm gonna hold him to it. He better be a badass talker too, because you know this is the first. All right, man. Listen, Nick, I appreciate you coming on, and I want to have you back on very soon. I want to talk pro fights next time we talk. All right, so we'll talk maybe a little bit after the new year. How's that sound?
Perfect.
All right, Nick. Thanks. Have a great night.
All right, man.
Nick Harmer, president, CEO, the man, the myth, the legend of V3 Fights. Carl, I'm all fired up, man. I know we've had a little bit of difficulty, you know, Fang, brother.
Yeah, man. Are you there? Uh-oh, now we lost Jason. great. Let's play a little ahead.
Jax Media, helping give fighters and fight promoters the edge to get noticed and pound through to success. At Jax Media, we know how difficult it can be to get sponsorships for your fights or fighters. Don't miss out on prime opportunities. Showcase your fight history, stats, bio, sponsorship rate, and clickable links to your online and social media platforms with a custom media kit. Media kits starting as low as $50. Also, ask about our custom Facebook page setup, apps, fighter and fight promotion websites, and more. Visit us online today at www.jaxmedia.ca. Jax Media, design with an edge.
Yeah, let me get a large number two Diet Coke. Oh, here we go. I'm sorry. I was looking for popcorn. I was looking for chips. Call, man. Call the Madman Mortensen, owner, president, CEO, MMMadhouse.com. My man, we got,
you know,
Karmer. I'm having a great time, brother. This is what I expect. This is what the fuck we do here on Full Guard Fight Radio. I didn't even plan it, brother. Nick Harmer was a fucking beast, man. I had a great conversation. I am, like, thinking about traveling up to the fight on the 23rd because I'm stoked about the progress in the way they're making in the moves they're making here up at V3 Fights. I'm wicked pumped about it. I know we talked to Nick. I know we have Jamie coming up and Dakiri. Oh, shit. I told Nick I wasn't going to fuck up his name.
I got to explain to you what happened. Okay, so right. I get Jamie. She's in queue. Everything's good. We talk to each other. And all of a sudden she disappears. And I'm clicking away in the studio here. And I'm muted, so I can't hear you guys talking. And I somehow accidentally click the MMA Madhouse live intro, which you noticed.
I heard that.
Abruptly must just start playing in the middle of your whole interview. And, yeah, so that's what happened there. And then you wrapped up with Nick, and all hell broke loose. You dropped. I still don't have Jamie. It's just me and you. And so, you know, I just we had a little flick of the switch from AC/DC and see how the rest of the show goes.
How about this? Can I try to call Jamie on my phone? Can I try that?
You can. I'm just getting her voicemail. But I had.
How about
it,
you
so
send me? How about you send me her number in a message and we'll go from there. But either way, Paul, I'm stoked, man. I don't even care if it's just you and I talking through a tin can, brother. In a straight. I mean, that's a long ass straight from here to East Bumfuck Nowhere, Canada. But. I'm wicked pumped because we had a great conversation with Nick Harmer. I mean, that guy, you know, he's very subdued. I mean, we've had some incredible, crazy, crazy owners on the show. And Mark Pavlich rings a bell and comes to mind. However, Nick Harmer is fired up in his own way. You know, he's very subdued and he's very laid back and just very, they're very buttoned up, I guess. But you can tell that he is excited because he was like, listen, we're not trying to be this, but we're not going to stop until we're that. So I was excited about that for him. We're going to try this live right here. This is going to be interesting. We're going to try to dial up Jamie Milanowski right here live on air. So we'll see how this works, Carl. You want to give it a shot?
Sure. Are you in the studio or what's going on? Are you just calling her on your phone?
Oh. Carl.
Hey.
Yeah, no, I keep getting her voicemail. So maybe she just doesn't want to talk to him. Maybe she was like, you know what, I was here. Now I got training to do. I mean, she got a fight, man. She got a big fight coming up. So we tried Dakari Sanders, and we'll try Jamie back before we get off the air. But. If not, we'll just go from there, man.
Just going to be one of those kind of nights tonight. I had her. We had a great connection. You know, we had a little chat behind the scenes there. It was all good. She was excited to get on the air, and we were, I don't know, maybe her cell phone got ran over.
Yeah, we'll definitely try back, man. I ain't mad. It is what it is, and I don't want to sell Nick in the V3 fighter short. You know what I mean? I want to give him the time. I want to give him the opportunity. Listen, we're supposed to only be here till midnight, but we'll go to 2 a.m. if we got it to get these guys back on and talk. So it doesn't matter to me. I know you guys have nothing up there to do but watch the snowfall. I'm down here in shorts and a T-shirt, brother. But I'm at your beck and call tonight. How is that?
Sounds kind of scary.
Let's try the car. Maybe we can get
Yeah, he's scheduled to join us in 9 minutes, but I'm sure I could try getting him right now. What do you figure?
Listen, brother, you and I can sit and rap. I actually do have a little bit of a I'll wait. I kind of had a rant, but it might take me more than 9 minutes, so I'm good. We'll wait.
I just got a message. Apparently, she's trying to call back in, but I don't know, man. It's a Blog Talk mystery.
You know, we have had some crazy stuff go on here on Full Guard Fight Radio, and we haven't been on in a minute, and I would expect nothing less, Carl. This is the way you and I roll. You and I talk off the scene, you know, behind the scenes often. Not as often as I would like, but you're a busy man, I'm a busy man, and, you know, we meet up a lot of times just on Saturday nights, and we just sit around and bullshit. But this is kind of the way I expected. This is the asylum, right? This is the way our clock ticks. Is that what they say? What do the kids say nowadays? Well, that's probably not it, because I'm not a kid. I don't even know what the kids say.
I'm definitely not a kid. I'm a crippled old man at the moment, is what I am.
Apparently, from what I've heard. Listen, Carl, I gotta ask. I mean, if we're gonna be sitting here talking, I'm a little bit. How do I say? Do I say butthurt? Do I say a little bit butthurt? You know, does that phrase mean anything to you, Carl?
No. Never heard it before.
Well, I'm gonna educate you on a little bit of butthurt.
Okay.
I'm a little bit butthurt means I don't want to say offended because I'm not like you call me a name and I'm a little bit sad. I'm not really offended by it. I'm not really crying about it. I'm just a little bit butthurt. I'm a little bit. grumpy. You know?
This is great.
Me, I'm an Urban Dictionary butthurt, but I just want to tell you why. We have been nominated by the Florida MMA Awards, right, for best website covering Florida MMA. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
The award ceremony is December 8th, Florida, is it MMA Awards Florida or Florida MMA Awards?
Florida MMA Awards, I believe. I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah. You're correct. I just needed confirmation because that's what I thought it was, but I didn't want to get wrong. FloridaMMAAwards.com. We here at MMA Madhouse are nominated for the best MMA website covering Florida MMA. We are up against MMA Owl. We are up against El No Worrio. And one other site. However, this is where I become a little butthurt. I would like to wear a tuxedo T-shirt to accept our award, because we're going to clearly win this award. I have to give my former co-host, and this is no jab at my current co-host, my former co-host, Matthew Gaser, all the credit in the world. This man, what's Spencer's last name? I'm the worst at this, Carl. I am the worst ever in names. I should never be allowed to speak a name ever. What's Spencer's last name?
It's Pablo El Diablo. No, it's Spencer Kirksey.
Yeah, it's definitely Pablo El Diablo. See, I know. Listen, I'll get a Twitter name right all day long. It's Pablo _L_Diablo all day long. I can't say the kid's last name ever. But my former co-host, Matthew Gaither, who is an incredible, incredible journalist, this kid has just taken the MMA, the Florida MMA scene by storm. This kid literally threw the Florida MMA scene on his back for us here at MMA Madhouse and is just all over the place. He just messaged me a little while ago and said, listen, I'm going to be down in your area tonight. There's a fight going on. I'll be there. I said, my man, I can't be there. I got a radio show. And, you know, so this man has really, this man is really the reason we are nominated down here in Florida. And with all due respect, this man has done this all within, would you say, 18 months, Carl?
A couple of years, yeah, 18 months, something like that.
18 months, sure. So I'm a little bit butthurt because I really want to kind of go and accept an award in a tuxedo shirt, because a T-shirt, because I don't fit much into a tuxedo. But I couldn't in good faith go over to the awards. When we win these, December 8th, Florida MMA Awards .com, December 8th, we're going to win Best MMA Website covering Florida MMA. I can't in good faith go over and accept this award because Matthew should be dressed up in a tuxedo, the real tuxedo, accepting this award, because that man does a lot of work. And I just want to give a big props to an MMA Madhouse member, team member, who has done incredible things down here in the state of Florida, and I've seen it. I've heard his name. I've been talking to people at gyms. Hey, do you know this guy, Matt? And I'm like, yeah, I absolutely know this guy, Matt. So, Matthew Gaither, stop whatever you're doing right now, because I know you're listening. He's probably not. He's probably officiating some fight somewhere in the Florida Everglades, for God's sake.
Matthew's at an event tonight.
I know he is. That's what I'm saying. He's down here in my neck of the woods. He wants me to go to the fight, and I can't. But I want him to take 2 seconds, pat himself on the back, because he is really kind of carried this Florida MMA, this torch throughout. In this award, Carl, when we win this award December 8th, I hope Matt steps up there and says, you know what, I accept this award on behalf of MMA Madhouse and all the rest of y'all can kiss my ass, because this man does a lot of work and, you know, he just contributes more than anything to MMA Madhouse. So I just kind of wanted to give him a little bit of a plug there because he does a great job. And but I'm a little bit butthurt because I wanted to wear a tuxedo T-shirt, but I'm not going to be able to. So on that,
I got something special in the works for Matthew. Win or lose, I don't care. This was never about MMA Madhouse. Really, it's about everything. But if we win, we win. It's all good. It's nice to be appreciated and for somebody to actually nominate us for this award. And, yeah, you're right. Matthew works incredibly hard down there, man.
Absolutely, Carl. I live 2 hours from that man, and I've seen him a bunch of times at events. And, that kid does incredible things for MMA Madhouse, and I'm honored to call him a team member. I'm jealous, because he gets to go to a lot of events, and I want to be there, but it's not about me. It's this, this area belongs to Matt when it comes to MMA, and there's nobody in the state that touches that kid. He travels from Tampa. Right now he's down here in Fort Myers. Last week he was over in, Fort Lauderdale and, Miami. I mean, the kid's all over the state. And one man, and here I am down here, and I literally live an hour and a half away from the guy. I just have we have different schedules, but, Carl, please, sleep easy tonight knowing that MMA Madhouse is in good hands with Matthew Gaither down here in the state of Florida. So, Matt, if you're listening, when you listen, because I know you're going to, in the drive back, you've done great things, and we all here at MMA Madhouse appreciate it. So just a little plug, and it was probably a little bit longer than we should, but we're trying to get some work out some kinks, but he deserves it, man. He deserves the 15 or 20 minutes that we're going to give him here. He probably deserves a whole show. We should interview him because the kid can talk, Carl. Can he not? Can that man hold a conversation?
Yeah.
Without further ado, just to wrap that up a little bit, I mean, Matt has done incredible things, and Matt, you're very well You are very well respected, and you're very much appreciated from me. And I know Carl, and I know Skippy, and I know everybody else here at MMA Madhouse appreciates what you do down here in the state of Florida. And to be honest, without you, I'm not sure we'd be nominated for this. And I'm not saying that we don't work hard, all of us, in what we can do, but my man kicks it in the ass and takes it to another level. So do you agree with that, Carl, a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I've got something special in the works for Mr. Matthew that everyone will see soon enough.
Very cool. Without further ado, I know we've had a little bit of technical difficulty. We've run off on a little bit of I want to call it ass kissing, because I mean the man deserves a little bit of ass kissing for Matt. But without further ado, Dakari, I'm sorry. I know I pronounced it wrong, and I promised Nick I wasn't going to pronounce it wrong. I did. Dakari Sanders, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. How y'all doing?
I'm good. Pronounce your name for me.
It's Dakari.
Dakari, God dang it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I'm
used to it.
I just said to Carl, I'm not sure if you were on the line when I said to him, I should never be allowed to speak a man's name or a woman's name in the history of names. I'm the worst ever. So I apologize to you. You're not the only one.
That's no problem.
Dakari, how are you tonight? It's a Saturday night. I don't know how many hours behind me you are, but it's a Saturday night, man. What are you doing right now?
Well, right now I'm kicking back, relaxing after training.
After training? What kind of training did we train tonight? Was it boxing, jiu-jitsu, wrestling? What did we do tonight?
I did a little bit of everything tonight. Did some, work some wrestling and work some jits and some stand-up. Basically, just went over, starting to cover all my bases now.
Okay, so you're 2 weeks out of your fight, right? You fight November 23rd, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're fighting November 23rd. Where are we in your training camp at this point? I mean, you're talking, you're working a bunch of different stuff, trying to tighten up some stuff. Are we implementing new game plans, or are we just really focusing on the game plan that we've implemented 6 weeks ago?
Well, my thing is I'm going in I want to be prepared to go anywhere the fight goes. You know, I'm comfortable. I'm more comfortable on my feet. But if it goes to the ground, I'm pretty comfortable there now. I mean, it took a while to get to that point, but I'm pretty comfortable at that point now.
Okay, Dakari, walk me through you. I know nothing about you, my friend. Take me through who you are, how you got started, and what really we started with from whether it be wrestling or stand-up or jiu-jitsu. How do we go from there to where we are getting ready for a title fight to go pro shortly after that? Walk me through this journey.
Let's see. I grew up Southside Chicago. Back in the day, I was a military brat, so we moved around a lot. But Southside Chicago, that's my home. It's where I call home. I currently reside here in Crockett County, Tennessee. I started out, on the wrong path as most young men from the Southside Chicago do.
Fair enough.
And then I went there from a lot of street fights and went from street fights and then got stashed up into boxing, did a stint in the penitentiary because of some bad judgment throughout my life. Got out, got back into boxing, was on the verge of going pro and, got out of hand in a fight, so lost my opportunity to do that, and I found MMA. And, I started doing MMA, and I really, after my first fight, I really excelled at it, and I fell in love with it. And my first fight was in, Clarksville, Tennessee for SSF. And then after that fight, I had V3. I fought at V3, everything just took off for me from there. That's just to make a long story short.
No, listen, man, I love stories. I don't care how long they are. I don't care how short they are. I really love the walk from, I enjoy the journey. So can we talk a little bit about the journey? Are you comfortable doing that, or you just want to talk
about it? Oh, yeah, Okay. Definitely, man. You know, I mean, it was a hard road. It was a hard road for me, man. You know, I didn't have my real father in my life, so you know, it was me and my mom and my stepdad, you know, who was in the military. So we, like I said, we moved around a lot, and you know, growing up like that, bouncing around from place to place, you know, making friends. And, sure. You know, it took its toll on me. I felt alone, and I sought out the love and the comfort of a family from elsewhere. You know, it's not like the typical story. I mean, that is the typical story where you know you got guys come from homes, broken homes. You know, I mean, my mom did the best she could with me. You know, but a woman can't raise a man, and so you know I had to get out and learn some hard lessons in life. And, you know, and this brought me to the point where I am now, you know, and I've got a wife, I've got kids now, you know, and I've got goals. And one of my goals is to be the best at what I'm doing.
Hey, Terry, how old are you right now?
I'm 35. 35.
I little self-disclosure, and I don't do this often, but I didn't have my real dad in my life either, and I respect the fact that you had a stepfather, because I did too, and I just celebrated a birthday for him today, and it's I looked for growing up. Trust me, I didn't spend any time in the penitentiary, and I kind of want to go back to a little bit of childhood. If you're willing to talk to me about it, you said you were a boxing guy, and then you kind of found the broken way, I guess, and you spent some time in jail. And after that, you came out, you got back into boxing, and you made a comment that said a fight went wrong. Walk me through that. So what happened there?
Well, I was on a pretty high pedestal, you know, with my boxing and locally, and I had lost a fight, and I hadn't really been hit. I had never really been hit good. And, well, the guy hit me, and, you know, he was kind of talking crap the way we do in the ring, you know, when we're getting the best of somebody. And I didn't know how to deal with it at the time. And before I know it, I blacked out, and I had come up out of my gloves, and I had the guy in the corner, and it turned into an MMA fight, put it like that.
Fair enough. I respect that. I respect that. And then, did you spend more time in jail after that?
Yeah, a little bit. I went back. I was back and forth, you know, parole violations. You know, I did a total of, I was locked up for a total of 9 years, 9.5 years, give or take.
Oh, fair enough, Dakari, and I appreciate being open and honest with that. I really don't want to go into too much more about that, but I kind of want to lay the background, because now you're fighting for a title.
I'm defending the title.
But I'm sorry, my man. You're defending the title. Let me back up. I apologize to you right now. First of all, I screwed up your name. Second of all, I said you're fighting for a title. You're not even. I don't even give you credit for having the title. I'm a bad host. I really am a bad. No, I.
That's
I knew
all
you. All right. So you're defending the title. Now, my man, I was just told by Nick Harmeyer that if witness he, you have all the support in the world from him to start moving pro. Is that something you're looking forward to do?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, I've waited around. I've been waiting around. You know, I could have went pro after this last fight, you know, which had been my decision. But, you know, the people that I want to go pro with hadn't had a date set yet. So, I mean, and now that there's a date in the air, you know, I definitely want to go pro with V3, you know, I mean, there's no better organization out there right now than V3 on the amateur level. And I can't wait to see the big things that they're going to do on a pro level. I mean, I just know the organization is going to take off. No, they treat their fighters good.
Go ahead and finish that statement, bro.
Yeah, they treat their fighters good. They treat their fighters good. I mean, you know, they treat their fighters with respect. You know, they take the utmost care of us. I mean, you know, fighters get hurt. You know, it's not they're pushed to the side. You know, there's people there that's going to take care of you and look out for you. They're calling. They're checking up on you. One of my teammates got hurt when he fought Eric, and they personally called to check up on him and made sure everything was all right with him. And, you know, and that's big.
Yeah. I appreciate – I'm trying to be – I'm just going to say, fuck it. We're going to talk real tonight, right? Is that cool? I mean, we can just talk?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Nick Harmer was on a little bit ago, and he is not as outspoken as some of the other owners and promoters that I've had on the show. But that man, in like a sly way, is like really smart up about what he's doing and really enjoys what he's doing. Like, really, like, I can see him as like a father figure, kind of being in the locker room, like patting you on the ass, whether it be in your jock or whatever it be. He doesn't care. He's patting you on the ass, firing you up, getting you ready for your fight. And you want to get out there and you want to fight for him, I can respect that, because he fired me up in very monotone, very, you know, just very low-key tones of voice. So I can respect the fact that you have some good people behind you. And in this V3 fight, I've seen a couple of their fights. I've never seen you fight, but I'm going to be honest with you. When I get off the phone with you here, I'm going to go watch some of your fights, but I really want to know, you just said a little bit ago that you're ready to go pro, and you're ready, like you're chomping at the bit a little bit here. I mean, you're training with some big-time guys, Jason Aldridge and some other guys at the new UFC gym up there in Memphis. I mean, you're ready to go, right? Is that kind of the way? I mean, you're simulating a fight with Anders. Is that kind of the way you're working?
Yep. I mean, it's like this. I mean, you know, I wanted to have that one defining fight before I actually went ahead and went pro. And when they told me that Anders accepted the fight, then, you know, I was ecstatic. I was like, yeah, this is a fight worth waiting to go pro on. You know, this is a defining fight for me.
So this is like, this was the fight you, like, this is the creme de la creme of your amateur fights, right? Is this what you've been waiting for? And you've had your sights set on Anders. This is it before I go pro?
Yes, I mean, I'm hoping that this turns out to be that banger that I've been waiting on. You know, that one jump that's either gonna put my name out there either way it goes. So, you know, I mean, Eric Anders, he's no slouch. I mean, he's a good guy. He's cool. I mean, he's real respectable. You know, I mean, I have nothing bad to say about the man. You know, but I know that beating him would put me above a lot of the rest. You know, it'll put me in a class, just about put me in a class of my own.
Listen, I wouldn't be a journalist if I couldn't try to get you to say something bad about the man. So can we talk a little bit shit about him or no?
I mean, no. I can't do something that. I mean, I don't have nothing bad to say about the man. You know, he's never disrespected me. I mean, I'm not that fighter that, you know, I fight because I have a passion for competitiveness, for sports. I'm an athlete, you know. I mean, I don't thrive on the shit talking. I don't thrive for the guy that's. I mean, he can say something bad about me, but it's only thing it's going to do for me is motivate me to whoop his ass even more in the cage. You know, that's the level that I'm on. I'm not on that level where, oh, I'm a bad mouth guy trying to get in his head, psych him out. No, I'm gonna let my hands do all that. You know, all my talking to be done in the cage. I said, all my disputes, words, anything like that can be left in the cage, and that's where I'm gonna leave it at. Win or lose. But I don't plan on losing.
No, I knew that. I'm not going to lie. Let's not kid ourselves. I'm not talking to a man who is defending a title that is planning on losing. I mean, that would just be stupid, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, you got guys that want to come in there with the game plans, you know, and the game plan gets shot because you don't know what he's coming in with. You look at his fights and look at all the fights that he's had and see how he stands and how he works. I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure he's done that same thing and worked on it. You know, instead of looking at other fighters' tapes, you know, they need to go back and look at their own tapes, you know, and learn from their mistakes and improve themselves instead of trying to adjust themselves, build themselves around how the next person fights.
So, Kyle, let me ask you this. Are you critical of yourself, or do you think this guy can't beat me in any aspect of this fight?
Oh, I'm very critical of myself. I'm very critical. I watch, like I said, I'll go back and watch my own fights, and you know, trying to see what I was doing here, how I what my footwork was like, my head movement, you know, my sprawls, you know, everything, anything. I look at anything that I could possibly pick up on that I could have done better. And you know, if you stay analytical of yourself, you can always find something wrong, something that you can improve on.
No, I agree 100%. Now let me ask you this: from your history, from your past, do you feel? Because you made a comment a little bit ago that you said I like to fight, I like the competitiveness. Do you feel that your history, your past, created this? I don't want to say aggression machine, but you clearly channeled it into a productive aggression machine. Are you following me a little bit? What I'm saying?
Oh yes, definitely.
Did your history? I mean, because in the past, I mean, let's not kid ourselves, DeKerr. You probably got carried away in your aggression, but now you're focused in your aggression. Do you feel that your history, your past, that's created you to be a focused, aggressive? No, it's not. Aggressive is not a good word, and I'm sorry for using that because it just makes you sound like you're just swinging. In my mind, I just get you swinging, you know, ready to fight. Has this created this person that is just ready and dialed in?
Oh yes, definitely. As a fighter, my past has definitely molded my aspects of fighting. You know, it's definitely shaped that way of life for me. You know, as far as the fighting goes, yes, my past, you know, growing up the way I grew up, yeah, that definitely put me on a whole nother playing field from a lot of these other fighters. You know, I fought for my life. I fought for, you know, for my family, you know, for respect, you know. I mean, not for belt, not for notification or glorification, you know, none of that. I didn't fight for none of that. I fought for survival, you know, and it definitely molded it. I take that with me everywhere I go because, I mean, there's nothing, like I said, there's nothing no man can do to me on this earth that, you know, hasn't already been done.
I've suffered, you know. I appreciate the fact that you understood what I was trying to say, and I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. I just have never lived that life, and I appreciate the fact that you understood that and that you knew exactly what I was asking. So I appreciate that. Thank you. Let me ask you a question. You're ready to defend this title. Is this the first title you've ever held?
No, it's not. I also held the light heavyweight title for V3 and defended it successfully too. And I gave up that title to drop down to 185 because I wanted to challenge myself as far as a weight cut and, you know, actually putting in more work in the gym, you know, and it improved me. I mean, I think it put me up there where I needed to be as far as, you know, actually challenging myself, actually putting some work into the MMA, you know, into the mixed martial arts, because now I've got to cut weight. Now I've got to drop 10 or 15 pounds, you know.
Sure. Let me ask you a question. Was that the first title that you ever held? And the reason I'm asking, I want to drill down to the first title you ever held, and let me take you back to that moment for 1 second. I don't care if this was or that was or whatever. I just want to drill down to the very first. When they raised your hand and you had your hands in the air and they strapped that title around your waist, and from where you've been to where you were that very second, I don't care if it was the first boxing title. I don't care if it was the first kick-ass title. I don't care what the hell it was, that first title, what was going through your mind as a fighter, as a someone who was not fighting for respect, in a sense, but for someone who was fighting for a sport, what did that feel like, DeKerr?
Wow, man, it was beyond words for me. It was like this, I guess you're going to compare it to, you can't compare it to winning an NBA championship, but if I had to compare it without the money, yeah, that's not what I would compare it to. You know, feeling on top of the world, you know, feeling like you're on top of your game. You know, and finally, for me, it was more like, you know, finally I've done something, you know, worthy, something I can be proud of, something that's going to leave a mark.
Sure. Let me ask you a question. Did you Did you just get goosebumps when I asked you that question? Because I got goosebumps when I asked you that question.
Man, I get goosebumps every time I think about my first B3 fight when I won the light heavyweight title. Because I mean, I overcame so much for that fight. I was so nervous.
Absolutely.
I mean, because the crowd was huge, and I was fighting a hometown guy. And I mean, Donnie Woods is, I mean, his background was like, whoa. I mean, you look at it, and I mean, you look at me, all I got is boxing and a little bit halfway wrestling. And I got it here, you know, and I imposed my will.
Yeah, man, when I asked you that question, I was like, as I was asking you that question, I was getting goosebumps. So tell me, what fight am I going to watch? Because I'm going to watch the 23rd. I was just telling Carl off the air, not off the air, but before we get you on, I want to fly up there, and I want to watch this fight, man. I'm excited for this fight, but I'm not going to be able to. I want to watch it on V3, on GFL. So I'm going to watch it. What fight am I going to watch?
Of course you're going to want to watch my fight.
I know I'm going to watch your fight. But what I'm asking you, what am I going to see when you get in the cage? What kind of fight am I going to watch?
Oh, well, you're going to see me get in there and work. You're going to see skill. You're going to see skill set. You're going to see these last few months of training. You're going to see my explosiveness. You're going to see me just basically imposing and doing what I want to do. You know, I want the fight. I want to set the pace for the fight. I want to set the tone for the fight. You know, I mean, I'm looking to put this fight away. You know, I'm looking to put it away. I'm not
sure.
Going there to mess around because I mean I can easily get caught with a shot. You know, and be the one looking up at the lights.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, let me ask you: you were very confident. You were very focused. This was the fight for you. This was it for you before you're moving up to professional. What is Andrews going to bring that you're either not going to be ready for, or what?
Nothing. No, I can go ahead and answer that question. Nothing, because I'm preparing. I'm training everything. You know, I'm working every aspect. Cardio is looking good. Physical strength is always been good. You know, I mean, I'm coming in there. I want to show everybody why I deserve to go. Why I want to go pro now. You know, after this fight,
right.
Why I chose to wait for this fight.
All right. Now let me. We're not talking fighting anymore. We're going to talk about some family. I'm a father. You said I got kids. I'm a father. Tell me about your family, man. Listen, I would rather talk family all day long than talk fighting, trust me. But are we talking boys, girls, or, you know, tell me who you are.
I've got two girls. I've got an 8-year-old.
I got
a 2-year-old.
My man, how are you going to sleep at night? I got two boys, and I'm thankful every day that I don't have to sleep with a shotgun underneath my pillow every day. How are you going to sleep with that two girls?
Oh, man. Well, mine, thank God, I don't think I'll have to worry about them, because my youngest one, she's a scrapper, and my 9-year-old, she's bossy, so... So I don't really think I'll have to worry about too much in that department.
Well, that's good, because I'm not going to lie to you. If I sent my boy over to take one of your young ladies out, I would expect you to be at the door waiting for him and say, young man, come on in here, let's have a little conversation.
Oh, yeah. I'll make sure I have my MMA gloves laying right there, you know, my belt laying there, too, so he can see, you know. I don't need the proverbial shotgun. I'm gonna have my belt, my gloves laying right there.
Let me ask you this, man. Your wife. You said you had a wife. Is she supportive of you from MMA? Was she pre-MMA or was she post-MMA for you?
She was before MMA. I mean, she's been with me she was with me from the get go, and yeah, she's very supportive of me. I mean, she gets on my back if I miss training, if I miss a day, she's like, now you know, you better get your butt in that gym. You know what I mean? Yeah, so she's constantly on me. So I mean, yeah, she's very supportive of what I do. I mean,
Go ahead.
Yeah, my,
this is
your
time. This isn't my time.
Yeah, and my oldest daughter, her too. You know, they're all supportive. You know, my family, my in-law, even my in-laws come. You know, they come and watch me fight. You know,
Very cool.
I mean, it's huge. It's huge for me having the support of my family. You know, and all my friends and family that do stand behind me. You know,
is that the biggest, like, when you walk in? Listen, I've never been inside of a cage to other than just to shake a hand and, you know, raise a hand. You know, like I'm not a fighter. Is that like the biggest thing when you get announced and you're walking towards a cage and you see your family sitting down there ready, you know, go daddy? Is that like more nerve wracking than a billion people in front of you, or is it just like, this is my family and I'm cool in front of that?
Actually, it's relaxing and it's comforting. You know, it's a little comforting for me. You know, because I know, whether I win or lose, I know they'll still be right there screaming my name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's for me. That puts me at a lot, gives me a real ease.
Absolutely, man. Before I let you go, I got a couple. I got so much to talk to you about, man. I really do. I'm going to ask you. I just got all thrown off because I'm told we got it. We only have a certain amount of time. So before I let you go, can I make a promise with you to get you back on here after your fight? Maybe early in the new year we can get on here. We can talk about you defending this title and going pro. We can talk about kind of where you're going, how you got there.
Oh, definitely.
You know, I just said to my producer off the air, I just said, I like this guy. I'm going to follow your career, my man, and I want you to know that, like, you have my support, and I'm not saying that just because I'm having you on and not Anders, and I have nothing against him. I haven't seen either one of you fight, but a story from where you come from and where you're at and where you're going and the people you're bringing along with you, that those young ladies and your wife, and she's a young lady herself, I don't want to get you in trouble with that. So, all those young ladies you're bringing up here, man, you got my support here at MMA Madhouse. You got all our support here, and I'm really looking forward
man,
to that.
I appreciate
you back
it,
on?
Man. Hello?
Yeah, I just want to get you back out here and talk about where we're going,
man.
How you're doing it, man.
Before
I let you go, I want you to tell everybody where they can find you on Twitter, Facebook. I know a man like you who's beating asses and taking names doesn't have a Pinterest, but if you do, let them know what Pinterest they can find and all that shit. So, my man,
I don't have a Pinterest, but man, everybody, you can find me on Facebook at DeCarry Sanders, straight up. I mean, Sandman at Sandman 365 at Facebook.com. Also, you can find me at TheSandman3 on Twitter. Let's see, and on Instagram, BossHog784. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, follow my career, man. I want to give a quick shout-out, man, to Below Sea Level, Gladiators Combat Club, Merciless Fighter, Combat Graphics, Iron Jaw Custom Mouth Guards, you know, everybody who stood behind me, supported me, my wife, my family, all my friends, all my sponsors. You know, I love you guys. You know, without you guys, I wouldn't be as fabulous as I am. You know, when I come out, walk out to the cage and stuff, you know, looking good and feeling good, you know, feeling great. You know, I want to give a special thanks out, man, to my trainer, Greg Slack, man. He doesn't get enough credit for the things he does. He's also a police officer, which, you know, was a big deal for me because I used to didn't like police. But now one of my best friends is a cop, so here I am. You know, I can really tell I've changed my life around. But, you know, that man's been, he's been a real big motivation to me, you know, because, he grinds me in the gym, you know, and I know it's for a good purpose, and, you know, I appreciate every bit of it. So if you're listening, big shout-out, man, to Greg Slack. And if you want to get some real Muay Thai, kickboxing, boxing, and jiu-jitsu, man, come on out to Gladiators Combat Club in Jackson, Tennessee, man. And definitely big shout-out to V3 Fights, man, for putting on the biggest show in the Southeast region.
Absolutely. Listen, I got to say, I got a pat Nick on his back, and he's done a great job, man. He's given us yourself. Nikari, I haven't, we didn't get a chance to talk to Jamie tonight for some technical difficulty. We'll bring her back on. Listen, I just said to my producer, I said, we got to get this man back on. I got to know more about him, man. It's like, have you ever seen the movie Joe Dirt?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. That was one of my favorite movies.
Hey, right, you know how that conversation goes, and they're just like, yo, I got to get you back on, man. I got to know more about you. And I'm not saying you got a big mullet, because I've seen pictures of you. You don't got a big mullet. I just got to get you back on, bro. I got to get you back on.
No, I've just got a balding phase. Yeah, so, I mean, it'll all be saved off. I'll be like the black boss when I make my pro debut.
Listen, my man, I want to get you back on here. I want to talk about where you're going, where you've been, who you're taking with you, the people, the places. I got nothing but respect for you. I want to get your opponent on here. I know maybe next week we can get some other people on, but Dakari, listen, I got nothing but respect for you, my man. I'm going to watch you on the 23rd, and I'm going to get you back on shortly after that and just talk about where we're going.
I appreciate
Is that
cool? It. Can I get one more quick shout-out, man?
It's yours, brother.
Man, I want to also shout out the small town, man, McNairy County, all my family and friends down there. I know y'all think I forget about y'all at times, but, you know, sometimes I do because I stay so busy. But, man, just know this, I got love for those that got love for me. And when you show it, I show it back. Believe that.
All right, Dakar, listen, man. We'll get you back on soon. Good luck to you, all right? We'll talk soon, okay?
Oh, man, appreciate it, man. Looking forward to it.
All right, Dakar. Have a good night.
You
soon,
man.
Definitely. All right, have a good night. Dakari, and I knew I was going to say it wrong again. I called him. He didn't correct me. He's a good man. Dakari Sanders, fighting for the V3. No, not fighting for, defending the V3 title November 23rd, 2 weeks from tonight. Carl, I'm sorry I kept you long. I apologize to you. I know we're getting out of here. I appreciate you being back on with me. I'm sorry we had some technical difficulties. I miss this shit, man. I really do. I got to stay vigilant to get back on the air because I love it, and you do a great job, Carl. Matt Gaither, my man, you're a badass motherfucker, and that is the truth. Carl, I'm sorry I swore on your radio, but that's the truth, man. That guy busts his ass. You bust your ass. Skippy, you bust your ass. Chris Gregory, you bust your ass. I'll go down the line if you want me to, Carl.
It's all fun and Team Madhouse. I got a rip, dude. Until next week, you know, I've got a show booked for next week, but we're going to squeeze Jamie on next week, so maybe we can do a two-hour show next week
if you want to start pinching 2 hours back in, my man, I'm cool, because I could have talked a long time tonight.
It's all good. We just need to plan it and make it happen, man. But I got a rip, so until then,
you're good. Full Guard Fight Radio, MMA Madhouse.com, Carl the Madman Mortensen, Jason London, Full Guard Fight Gear for MMA Madhouse Productions. We'll see you next week.
Time to disperse. Party's over.
I offended you, oh I'm sorry, but maybe you need to be offended. But here's my apology and one more thing.